I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
And if you want to take a shot on Tom Lydon, well, you're going to want to get more information. It is ETF Trends, which is ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends on Twitter. Or you can follow Tom personally on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, and we are thrilled to have him as a regular on this show, bringing us the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Healthcare Sector Index Fund, ticker IYH.
It is the IYH, and we are talking healthcare. And maybe that's what we should be talking, given what happened in the election last week. But why would the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Healthcare Sector Index be the ETF of the week? Did it really benefit from Obama getting elected, and so we expect a pop, or is there more to it than that?
I think here's the strategy, Chuck. You can't turn on the TV without hearing about the fiscal cliff. So between now and the end of 2012, we know that representatives from both sides of the aisle are going to have to get together, are going to get in a closed room, they're going to slug it out. But I think what Obama and his team will be bringing will be a couple sacred cows. And one of those sacred cows will be the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as we call it.
Right.
That's one thing that he really wants to see move into place. And with that, we know that 30 million new insured Americans will potentially get health care. That, along with our aging population of baby boomers, really bodes well for pharmaceutical companies. Companies like Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Merck, Abbott, Amgen, that really, when this act went into place, have done quite well as more investors have put money in. But also, from a fundamental standpoint, they're going to get more business.
Well, the flip side of that is that healthcare tends to be such a volatile sector, and you tend to have companies often playing off each other. One does well, meaning another one doesn't do so well, or there's a little bit of pain. They don't always rise together with the tide. So how does that play out in a fund that is dedicated to the sector?
Well, you're right. So it's very important, number one, to understand that, you know, all boats aren't going to rise at the same time. However, if you happen to look at the sector, and even those companies I just recommended, we've just gone through their third quarter earnings, and one thing you see right across the board, top line sales are up, profitability is up, projections into the future are also up. So in general, pharma, big pharma looks good, but also they're all sitting on a bunch of cash, which is going to go into research and development. Biotech companies are being snapped up as well. So fortunately, as Americans, we all benefit from better research, better drugs. Hopefully we're going to be healthier and live longer. But the idea with the Obamacare really having a greater percentage of really coming to fruition, that's going to mean a lot more sales and a lot better bottom line growth for the pharmaceutical business and those constituents that happen to be a part of this ETF.
Now, healthcare has been a story for a long time. I mean, this has been the basics behind Go Buy Vanguard Healthcare, which has been like the best fund over the last 25 years. And it's going to be a continuing story because look at the demographics. while we call this the ETF of the week, is this a play that we're making now because of the headlines, or is this a play that the headlines are going to give it some boost perhaps, but this is something that we're going to want to tilt a portfolio towards healthcare for the foreseeable future, like, say, the rest of our lives?
Right. So for the average investor, Chuck, and we know being able to play sector bets or sector allocations may not be something that you can do on a regular basis. However, fundamentals and political lineup and really where the market is today, I think we're going to see healthcare and the pharmaceutical companies that represent it outperform the markets in the next 3 to 5 years. Okay, so what would that mean? Many have diversified portfolios where, let's say, you have the S&P 500, which for the medical and drug component of the S&P 500 represents 6% of the overall allocation. So might you want to increase that? Might you want to double that? I think you can do that very simply by buying this ETF in addition to having a diversified equity offering.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to do that, how much of their portfolio are they committing to it, and where are those assets coming from?
Yeah. So let's just say if you have $100,000 in S&P 500 index fund, let's say, and you know that 6,000 of that 100,000 is represented by this sector, I would say doubling it or adding another $5,000 or $6,000 would pay off pretty well. Now, for the average person, is that going to be micromanaging your portfolio? Yeah, maybe to some degree. I'm not suggesting that everybody goes in and overweights and underweights sectors if you don't have the time to do it. But with the ease of ETFs and the availability to diversify within certain asset classes or sectors, it's certainly something to consider.
It is the ETF of the week, the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Healthcare Sector Fund, the IYH, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trends Asset Management. For more information, that one is simple. It's ETFTrends.com, or follow on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
Up next on Money Life, it is the big interview. Brian Sullivan, the Chief Investment Officer for Regions Investment Management, will join us when Money Life continues right after these messages.